Benvenuti al podcast di Antonino Saggio.
Ok? Now we move to the issue of the scacchiere. And I will tell you what is there. And also we want to, in order to do that, we follow some of the past things that we've done, so we understand a little bit by example, and after we understood the concept, we organized the work. Okay, look what I found last year. Okay, here are our you see that everything it is recorded. So okay, the two of you are working the same team. We know. Okay. Look at what I found, Valerio. This is from last year. So, and look, it is really interesting, because Valerio that is here with us. Some of you as a professor, for me it's a little bit difficult to call it professor, but anyway, he's professor, your professor, and he's finished a dissertation on the game and architecture, or the play and architecture. It's a 600 dissertation. And there is some aspect that the word scacchiere is related to with this work. It does not cover at all completely, just touch one aspect that I would say the syntax aspect, the way that you generate a syntactic approach to architecture, while the work that he's doing and the impact of play is much, much larger. Leggi un po' che è scritto.
Allora, il figlio di Frank Lloyd Wright, John, ha inventato uno dei più longevi construction toys occidentali. Il nome è Lincoln Log. E dalla loro prima apparizione, 1916, sono ancora uno dei giochi più diffusi, in particolare tra i bambini americani. L'articolo si domanda quanto il sistema di cantilever beam usato nell'Imperial Hotel abbia influenzato John, che, licenziato dal padre mentre lavoravano insieme, tornò negli USA e si dedicò a questa invenzione.
Ok, you can translate it fast, okay. Fast it for the...
John invented one of the most long-term construction toys of the Western world. The name is Lincoln Log, and from their first appearance, 1916, they are still one of the most diffused games within the American children. The article questions how the cantilever system beam used in the Imperial Hotel influenced John, that after being fired from his father when they were working together, came back to the U.S. and dedicated himself to his invention.
So this is what we want to know. This is not typically the scacchiera, but belongs to our world, no? It was a very nice coincidence, but that tells you more or less that in our approach these kind of memories are relevant, you know, and become more relevant in the here. Okay. Let's start with the with the word scacchiera. Okay. I will go from here. So this is a long lesson that goes about what is this. But basically, the word scacchiera, it means chessboard. No? It's the chessboard where you play chess. Why we use that word? Now it became a kind of something that that belongs to our jargon. But the basic idea was that you have a system of rules and a system of variation. So a game, particularly if we imagine chess, is a very defined system of rules that will be followed in many, many games. It exists an infinity number of games, but all governed by the same set of rules. So we use this word scacchiera, not going to the idea that you think it's a block-like or anything like that, or the grid-like. That are not interested to us. We use it because we wanted to say that to go in your mind that kind of logical dichotomy that are rules variation is really the basic idea is rule variation, and by syntax we mean system of rules from which there is system of variation. So typically, of course, when you have a language, you speak a language, we have a syntax. We have a specific way to put together the elements, the elements, verb, subject, gerundive, etc. Each language has its own syntax. And that syntax, then you need words, but that syntax applied to words makes infinitive variation. That is what we communicate. So this is why we use the word scacchiera, and we push our understanding into the field of architecture. And pushing this into the field of architecture is so important because very few people you'll ever find that really teach you how to design. More often, the teaching of design is done by trial and error. Somebody was really telling me that she went to an Erasmus on one specific occasion, and she would say, oh yes, our teacher would say, yes, I like it, yes, I don't like it. And that was it. That was it about teaching. Yes, I like it, yes, I don't like it. And that is your problem to understand, and your crisis and your whatever, to understand what does it mean, yes, I like it, yes, I don't like it. So you go generally by a trial and error, or by copying your teacher taste, or system like that. It is very rare, not absolutely, I'm not saying that I'm the only one in the world, but it's rather rare, let's put it like that somebody will put you in the process of generating architecture. In some way will teach you how to produce design. And this trick, let's say, this exercise of scacchiera is in our educational system one of the different exercises. It's not the only exercise. There are very different exercises. There is an exercise in imprinting as well. There are distribution exercises, etc. But one that is very important is, of course, this scacchiera, because it will allow you to produce, through a syntax, a design. Okay? So that is why we will use this particular exercise, as the main that we could do, in this workshop that we thought could be, given the amount of time, everything considered, could be a good situation. So, what do you need to do a scacchiera? You definitely need that. So, we understood that for scacchiera we mean So, by scacchiera, then we mean, it basically, we mean a syntax system, right? This is something that we just said. And the syntax system is based by a dialectic between rules and variations. So, by the rules of a game, infinite play can be done. Oh, no, it's the contrary. No? Nella terminologia. From a rule of a play, no?
Sì, sì.
Infinity game can be done.
Okay? So this is the correct way. So what you need to do with the rules and to move in this process. Now David invented her own rules and she played different games with her own rules. Actually we saw, of course, she also violated the rules during her career. And the same thing with other architects that are in the Sacchiera. Now, we cannot imagine that you create your own rules in 5 hours after this. So the trick that we use is always to look at rules coming from a master. That is our trick. So this is very important. So we use a master and we study his rules. It's key that we use a master. Because if you don't know, if you go in the web, you will find 100 clones of David, right? And students often they don't know. They put, oh, look at this clone, okay, it's done on the rules of David. Just the student doesn't know. So it's important, we say in our jargon, that you go to Jesus, you don't go to the evangelist. I mean, you go to the source, okay? So, clearly, Aviv is a Jesus of a set of rules. We don't go to the people that are duplicating it, and often students are not able to understand the difference. To do that, this is not something that is relevant for you, but just to know, we use architectural modernity as a book. So, the architectural modernity gives you at least a basic understanding of values in the so the set of rules should be taken by somebody that is there from one project that is there. So in our particular case, the rules from whom you think are coming? From David. It's coming from David. So we are taking from David. Why do you think we divide it in 5 chapters?
There are 5 main rules.
There are 5 main rules. There are 5 different families of rules. And since we are almost 20 as a group, we'd like to follow all 5. So that will be our first criteria in dividing and organizing groups. We want that all 5 will be covered. So there is a rich experience, right? So that is a criteria, that is a fixed criteria. Whatever we're organizing in groups, must be organized, should be one, at least one in each, because we want to have a rich experience, okay? So, the rules, in our case, are coming from the 5 organizations that I created, right? We were talking of the dynamic block, we were talking of the digital, we were talking of the WIC thing, okay? And also, that specific building, that is only one building, before the building that has its own particular set. Okay? So, we know where the rules are coming from there. How we go about to discover the syntax? Basically, we must be able to create a rather abstract model of the basic rules that is there. So, it's not a model with the car, a model with the cheese, or with the people, that kind of idea. It's a basic conceptual model, but, you know, rather accurate, of the building that you are going to pick, that belongs to one category. Okay? So, that is the beginning. Then, we must be able to make variations of that model. Several variations, a certain number of variations that are all compatible with the rules. So they are compatible with the father project. But they are all sons or daughters that are variations of the same father or mother. Okay? How we do that? This technique that we always create, this is the trick, more pieces and more parts than the original. We need to create a family of parts that allows us to play more, because if there is only the same number, that will not be enough to open variations. Okay? So then we do all this, and we will organize the group and discuss a little bit if we can. You start to make it during the afternoon, as I said, and the evening, and tomorrow morning we will see at 9 and we start. We have almost finished, but there is the last touch, and at 11 we start the presentation. So we will have enough time to have a recording, to have a video, we don't have a lunch break, so I think we can finish around 1:30 or 1. That's it, over. Okay? I take the plane, I go back and do work. So this is the structure. Okay? So now let's see in reality what is this process.
Questo secondo me non funziona, perché non mi funzionava più. Ah no, ah ecco. Okay, this is one of the most simple one. This is one of the simple one, but really very clearly show the idea, because it's done in motion. This is done by a project of the Australian architect Glenn Marcotte. Simple architect makes this house is ecological, very precise, but also very spinational. Glenn Marcotte is in the book, so she followed that. And that is something that will tell you pretty well what a scacchiera is. This is one of the most simple cases that you can imagine. So you see that she started from the original composition of the house, and then with this element, She is playing different configurations that in one way or the other, they respond to the basic principle of the original house. When you have this vocabulary and a syntax, you can start to create a variation. I don't know how many of that are actually compatible with the syntax, but pretty much gives idea. So this is very, very crucial, very, very simple. This is a text of many years ago that I wrote about that. Let's see some other example. Okay. Let's see what that was here. This is something that you use, no? This is the one on La Ferrauti, no?
Valerio. Era questo.
You want to describe briefly? Because this was a student that was your assistant, no?
Yeah, a student that I followed in 2016, and she started from Ferragni, so she started dealing with the figure of Ferragni, and she identified Danteu as the building that she wanted to study. So first she studied Ferragni, different works, and then she was focusing on finding the driving force, the bank, or let's say the main route regarding the Danteu. And she found out that the labyrinth was the main route and the driving force that all the building was made of. And so the next step was starting understanding the way that she would make a scacchiera of that model. And the mother of this girl was a teacher in the elementary school, and then she found out that the small blocks that they were used for the students to teach them how to track directly were the most efficient way to do it, so she started first reconstructing the main building and then to variate it using these small blocks.
Si chiama Zurga Ferrauti. Vediamo che cosa riusciamo a beccare il blog. Ok. Dove sarà? It is interesting, quello che lo chiamo il plastico, no? È prima, work in progress, la ricerca espressiva.
Scacchiera,
bang scacchiera. So in this case, of course, they have more time, etc. But you see how she started to look at the downtown, by the way, the project that you were mentioning before, that finding the rules has probably questo è il suo. Ah no, questo è un ad.
Questo è un ad.
Ok, non c'hai modelli.
No, i modelli no.
Well, anyway, the variation were very much developed. What is just interesting to understand is that the final project, since it went to very other steps, it doesn't necessarily resemble to what is there, but for us that we know that we followed, we understand why that specific idea is showing. Why all that was an important part of this process, and in some way some of these ideas that are incorporated in the final one cannot be thought without that exercise. And that exercise, even if this will become something rather different and nobody will think about, because it's a process like, it's a process driven, it's not a form driven. That's why you don't imagine that the downtown and the exercise of the scacchiera was important in making this. These are students of the fourth year. Qua c'è pure l'imprinting, ragazzi, da qualche parte.
Mm-hmm.
All'inizio. All right. So, I don't want that we get lost. Okay. Now, let's see this year scacchiere, and because scacchiere. Because I have so many, I have to understand what we want to see. These are pictures that are important as a kind of recording of the process that we are doing. When we have time, we do kind of final presentation, a little bit formal. Even at Palace here we do that. So it's a kind of a bigger group that decide prizes and things. We have fun. We tend to have fun. I don't remember anything of this girl. Because of course in some way there are projects that are easier to represent, and projects in which you have to really push a little bit your imagination how to make that system of rules and variation, particularly if you work with projects more contemporary. Ah, questo ci dobbiamo vedere, è troppo divertente. Che sta a fare lui? Ah, he's doing the Fresnois. See, in between, he's talking about that. Again, you see that the method is the same, the architect changed very much, and okay, this is one thing that is pretty clear. What she understood the basic system, So that means that the movement and the things of this, I don't even remember which architecture is this one. You see why it's important to have different pieces, so you can also have different shapes and different things. That the key is really to have a larger number of pieces than what you actually need. This guy is the guy of the project that we saw before, the hostel.com. That is the guy. And here he was a student, he was a 40-year student, and that is the graduation piece that we saw before. And you can see, I think here he's working on Toyo Ito, yes. He's working on Toyo Ito, on a project that is very landscaped. So he has to really discover, I completely forgot this. This is fantastic. Questo è fantastico. Because with this system basically we can recreate the Toyo Ito landscaped project, we can see if we want. But basically this is all something that you can change a lot, following that idea of rules of variation. I think in 1 second we are going to see the variation. That's why I was telling you, try to grasp material that is not necessarily official material, because maybe with a plastic band or something, you end up with interesting things. I completely have forgotten this. Tu dov'eri qua? Avevi fatto l'esame tanti anni prima? Hai fatto
prima.
Quindi eri nell'interregno, ancora non era partita la tesi.
Non ero ancora laureato.
Sì, non era partita la tesi. And so this is just the final. So the studio is questo c'è entusiasmo, vediamo perché. This is working with Soleri, with the Fabbrica Solimeni, interesting. Well, anyway, etc., so I don't want that you get overwhelmed, but this will give you some idea. Now we can see something about what Polis did, no? So we are full of these things, and because also there is a special section in the... In the YouTube, just dedicated to that. This is last year. Eccolo, Valerio. Eccolo. This is very recent.
Eri tornato
apposta. Ecco, here you see the material. Basically, with this you see all the things that... The pieces, the different pieces, the book. No, I was very against this guy, because not everybody has. La Negrona ha fatto una scacchiera bellissima. Eccola. She's working on Toyo Ito, but that's a very different Toyo Ito than the other one. Well, anyway, I don't want to. But you see how also rather different, a kind of invention in the way of these toys are done, you know? Because you create a little bit, you don't create the syntax, but you create the way to... Anyway, okay. Now let's see some fiore solo. Cosa si è fatto? Le tre. So let's see some of the follies. We can start. Okay. Se vado alla parte mia, ok. Scacchiere can follies. Okay. In this case, okay. I am already in the point that I'm interested, but we go later. In this case, there were several people from Ferrara that you may know, although this is three years ago, but probably you know. Okay, questi stanno lavorando su Dhaka. And what is amazing is as you them is the same time schedule, same thing. The class will finish at. In the afternoon, and that this is the next morning presentation, no? And that is something that we use with our student, or the opposite, to say that you can do it actually quite fast. Of course, in this case, it's group teaching in our normal class. Is this so? Basically, here she will express the possible variation with that. And, okay, this is the same. This is a very interesting can it is a difficult architect in a way to I was really thinking, oh my God, how can we do can with this system of scacchiere, because it seems such compact, such formalized, no? And instead can worked very well, as you are going to see. In this particular case, they had this is the library, the extra library, just everything that is so compacted there. They had a very interesting idea, very abstract, very interesting.
Then we consider a third space, all the bookshelves. So we individuate another part, another principle of Kant. The third and the third space. The third element is the prefabrication. We can see from the pillars. The pillars are not only pillars, they are also surfaces. The main part of the project is the idea that the institutional culture is the temple. So the library is the temple for the culture, for knowledge. This is why in the process of innovation of this project, we decided to emphasize the void, that before it was just a void, a void sphere. Now it's going to be a material sphere, it's going to be a room in the middle.
So the basic idea is that changing the positive into negative. That is the basic idea of the scacchiera. So because of course in this case does not make any sense to add pieces, etc. That the whole essence of architecture is in that idea of being compact. So this jump is a very interesting jump because the idea of the syntax is that you must be consistent with the original idea, otherwise it's everything. So the way to interpret the original idea within the set of rules, understanding what are the possible compatible variations, is a very important one. So piece by piece they are creating that. I think this black thing will be important in some way. I think I was a little shocked. Okay, now I want to see this one because this is something that I consider this a very scientific achievement, very interesting. This is the Bryn Mawr project that we'll go to tell you in 1 second. But basically, during that Cannes workshop here, I dedicated quite an amount of time to this particular building. Like in this case, more or less, we did to BMW, but probably in that case even more, because, you know, I really knew it from the inside. So what I found through their work, and it always is very exciting to me, that really they were able to move that project to a kind of really system of design, that there was not something that was given like that, that really a step forward. You are going to look at what they did.
Bring more
it is in the book, of course. If you look at Khan, you can see the page in which Bring More is there. Okay, these are the group of the students. So it starts to express the first module, that is institution and residence outside.
Private
and service space.
Don't go away, we're taking the picture.
So this is the central part, how it is built with this, okay. And this is probably, you know, the building is done by three elements. Now look what they've done. Here is the invention. While basically the original is done with three squares that are interlocked like that and are identical, they have shown, this is the first very important step, they have shown that this system can be both directional, and there is another very important rule, that the size of it is not necessarily has to be the same. You see that basically with the same system of rules you can do a smaller space and a larger space. Why in the case of Kant there are only three, only one direction, and of course only on one side or one dimension. So the idea to move it from a single direction to a double direction is a fundamental step. Why is a fundamental step? Is a fundamental step, very important, because it creates clusters. In a linear system, you cannot have clusters. In a bidirectional system, you can create clusters. That means little piazza, piazzetta, or a graduation of spaces. So you can really go from the idea of an isolated building, like it was in the Khan case, sitting there with just two front, you can create basically city, or you can create basically a two-direction system with the cluster is there. It's a fantastic invention with the same set of rules. And the same rules is absolutely the same. So this is a great achievement. And now let's see. There is another thing that I'm discovering.
It can grow and it can alternate. This system can grow vertically or horizontally. This can be made in an urban field. For example, it can be a village or it can be a county. So the idea is the new technology which can create a different combination from...
Look at that. Fantastic. So this is the other level. The other level is the vertical, and the vertical can be in terms of dimension, how many floors you need, but also symbolically, because some part can be a tower, some part is not. As you know, that the first important building by Khan is the laboratory, the research laboratory, where the tower was actually an element. So at the end, what does it mean? This, in terms of the actual thing that we are telling, is that they understood a system of rules. They have done, this is their cacchiera. So they have done a system of rules that allows to play many games. What does it mean in architectural terms to play many games? It's simple, no? Laura Boffi, ci sei? Sei tornata? What does it mean to...
No, scusami.
Hai ragione, sei l'unica che sei sempre stata attaccata da te. Hai ragione, no, vabbè, no, scherzo. Allora, Laura, translate in architectural terms. What does it mean to play many games in architecture?
No,
I want to do another step. It must be stronger. That is almost synonymous. What does it mean in architectural terms that you can do many variations? Aida, dove sei? Dov'è Aida? Non c'è. Let's see somebody from Polis. Silvana, ci sei? What does it mean? What is the logical step? I want to go in another step. It's so simple and logical. What does it mean in architectural terms that you are playing many variations? What does it mean? Nothing. Imran, ci sei? Imran, what does it mean?
Means find form, right form.
No. No. Silvana, c'è? What does it mean?
It means you can play with three dimensions?
No. Yes. This is the logical step. Now we move out of that time. We understood that you do variation. You do design. Project. You have the tool to make many projects. If you don't go this step, you think that everything is self-referential. It's not self-referential. It does a jump. That means that you have a system of variation through which you can answer to different constraints, to different situations, to different things, and actually do different projects. That is the key word. If you miss the logical place in which project fits, you think that everything is a game. It's not a game. In other words, it is part is a game, but this is done because once you develop this syntax, basically, if you want, you can live half of your professional life with that. No? You can do university, housing, a master plan, whatever. Just playing with that variation. You basically have a system of rules that allows to play many, many games and means many, many projects. Many, many projects. That is the scope of all this. The scope of this is once you understood the master, the set of rules of the master. You had a lot of help in this case because I lecture about it. So they were a little bit more advanced than the other. So the set of rules were more explicit. But they followed the Scacchiera system, and with the Scacchiera system they really understood the level of variation that you can have, and the level of variation that is not done for variation as to gaming. It's done because you have the tool to do different projects. Okay? Okay. Now, okay. Now we can see some of last year. Okay? Okay. So they are working with the Robbie House. Nobody is here, right? Is anybody in this group that is here? No, right? Ah, tu ci sei? Facevi parte di questo gruppo? Quale sei? Sì, ma non di questo particolare. Questo particolare, I mean. This one. So, they are working on the Robbie House. This is another one. Okay. Here they are using, these are the blockhouse of right, that is, those things that are done in the 20s, etc. That is a system of building also to landscape the area around, and I think this was rather interesting. Very interesting. I discover in this last Biennale this women architect, Alan Gray, that was exactly doing this process. Exactly doing this process, and they showed in the first section of the Biennale. Really, she used this approach. It's incredible. Only now it comes to my mind. Like approaching the design of the building, going from the outside and imagining a kind of reverse, that in this case is different that one of Kant, because here it involves the area around the building. So the engagement is not done inside the building, like in the other case. It's done by the outside and the inside, something that becomes positive and negative. So you imagine the shape of the building as a coming out of the organization of the terrain, basically, in a kind of block-like attitude.
And, so we are seeing from the outside. This is very interesting.
Also from the existing building, is it possible to build like a model of the building without
considering the? I should have a picture of that.
Yes. So ideally, this should be like.
Oh. Eccola. I found it. Alien Gray. Vieni, Valerio, ti faccio vedere. It's called Spatial Grounding. Alien Gray. Esattamente questo approccio. No, ce n'è solo una, credo che ce ne siano solo una, però c'è scritto tutto, vedi, la chiamano Spatial Grounding, vedi qua?
Sì, sì.
It's exactly that.
Bello.
Ok, vero? È proprio quello, eh. And this is the Usonian house, and she's here, also the other one, no? The two of you. The Usonian house that was the system of economical house that Reich did, is kind of, it seems to be, he wants to be a scacchiera, no? It's a system of variation so strong, built, actually Reich himself, in a way, made so many variations of that system. Okay, and here we are also, okay, and here I think you are also studying a possible urban aggregation, because the Usonian houses, I think I force you to do this, the Usonian houses actually are built as single family house, but indeed it's possible to think of an aggregation of them. It's done with the L shape, it's something that you can work, and again, they were able to do cluster, because the key is not, the linear aggregation is always simple. The interesting thing is when you can do the cluster. The key is the cluster. Because with the cluster, you can create spaces. With linear, you can always create townhouses. See? Because, you see, they start to make cluster here. A cluster with a system of Usonian, no?
Contraction and expansion of the space, like in the normal, in an ancient city. So you have some spaces that are rather compact, and you can add that, because there is this third disturbance. So this part will be very close to one to the other. That's great. So you can have alleys, piazza, streets. You can have a hierarchy of spaces, basically. You can have a hierarchy of spaces, and each of them has more than one quantum light.
Okay, let's see this other group. Both are here, right? What you were doing, guys, I don't remember. Tell us in real life. Eh? Ah, falling water. So again, the structure of the presentation are always the same. In the first part, they are recreate the building, but of course that the recreation of the building is meaningful. There is hundreds of ways to create a model of falling water. The important thing is how, what type of decision you do it to express that. And then the second part are the variations that start to happen. Yeah, you had an easy life with that, because of course the architecture is dynamic in itself and allows, therefore, that kind of variation. Let's see if there is others that are in the team this year. Nobody else, right? Okay. Ah, this is nice. Okay, because we also had in Wright. Wright has a phase also of circular building, another family. So the different. You see how different they are. We have the Robbie House, the cantilever, the thing, and this is the circular, because there is one phase that Wright made experiment in the circular. There is not only the Guggenheim, there is only a series. So we work on this house.
Which are the green, which is the structural element, the white, which is just a facade, a very light, not heavy facade, and then the third element is where you can see on the plan of three over here, which is the grid that Wright always has, but in this case, it's not a square grid, it's a radial grid. So now to move on into this more
Because the problem is that students, when they do circle, they tend to do cakes that I ate. Instead, particularly in this case, they show how you can work spatially with circles, create a hierarchy of space, dynamics, things that is not the cake effect. You know? They only mind the cake. Or basically, they don't know anything about it. Okay. Now we see a few about Adid itself. Because of course we have things that has been done in Adid, and some of these. Okay, before that I'm looking at these things. After we made all that, I discovered two things that are incredible. I discovered this that seems a scacchiera. By Bazar Hadid, it seems really a model that you can compose in different ways, like in a mounting box. So we never had the chance to share this idea of the scacchiera, but this seems to me so so close to what we have in mind. It clearly is a composition out of which you can create lots of variation. And then I discovered this, that is even more interesting, and I wrote an article about it. I call it Scacchiere di Sa, basically at the Maxi show. And look, the first time I did not know this, because I was so much interested by other things, and then the third time, I said, my God, but this is really the scacchiera of Hadid, exactly the scacchiera of Hadid. What is this? This is the system through which they actually designed the Maxi. And basically you feel, you understand what is the system that they developed. Of course, they are not masses block. You don't go anywhere if you want to have the masses with the masses block. What they developed are these little string, you see, are the string of cardboard. And that is the basic tool to organize the thinking. Besides that, if you go that with another tool, you never get. You understand what I mean? È chiaro il punto, no? So they develop this technique, and then there is more and more, look how many. And they are all in maxi. I found it, oh my God! I said, he or she, I know that should be there. And so when I discovered, I was pretty much happy. So that's why I wrote this short article together with the other, that is called Le Scacchiere di Za. So we have Le Scacchiere di Za, the imprinting of Za, and the digital of Za, that is the third article. But anyway, so this is what Za himself did. I kind of pre-organized something we can show some approach that the students did in working with Zan. So, for example, I remember these pieces are really done to do something with Zan. Now, I don't know if it is a good idea or a bad idea to show them other experiments done on Zan. I tend to discuss about that, because if the drawback is that we may be more interested in discovering new way, otherwise I think you tend to rely on techniques that has been already done. So I prefer not to show that, although here are already pre-signed, so if you want you can go, and that is the minute in which it is. But I prefer probably not, because I'm more curious to challenge new way of doing things. Okay, so now we can have a break, and then we can organize the work. In order to organize the work, this way of being seated is not fine, so either we sit in a room, or we can be at the cantina already. Can we do it in the cantina? It's closed. Okay. We find a room closed probably, because we must be seated around the... Or we go in Valerio place, right? Your place can be fine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be ideal. That would be ideal. In the factory. So we'll sit all there. The only thing that I need is some piece of paper. That's it. And the computer is there. Look. Now is very important before to go to the cantina. Try to understand that each people has to pick one family. That is the number one family, that family of buildings that he wants to do, okay? That will be choice number one. And then it has to be choice number two, a family that is less important but can still be okay. So we tend to have everybody in the family number one. Just a few cases. I think the second choice we never need, but everybody has to sign the family that he wants to be, the family of project that he wants to study, okay? So we go by individual. If you want to do some, come si chiamano? Some accordi, you don't really care of the family, you really care to stay with that friend, you do it, doesn't matter. But ideally, my ideal is that you pick because you care, not because your friend is doing that. So it's something that you think it is more interesting from whatever aspect you think it is important. Okay? But if you want to do some lobbying, it doesn't matter. It's not the end of life. Okay? So remember which are the families, because otherwise you don't understand. Okay, you have it written, I think. You have the website, you have everything there. But anyway, one is I call the incredible invention. and basically it's just the first two projects, right? Is the Vitra station, if I recall well, right? And the formation one, no? Ah, no, only the peak. It's only the peak, right? You are right. It's only the peak. Okay, it's only the peak in this family. Okay, and in the second family is a big family because as it's called the weaved infrastructure. And the weaved infrastructure, we have landform one, we have Vitra 5 station, and we have the sky jump, and we have the maxi and the Afragola. So first choice, basically, we will people that will be, for example, in this, that will cover more than one. So some people will do Afragola, some other people will do the maxi. Okay. Then the third is the dynamic city block, that is something that is rather different as an approach, because you understand that in the city block the land is not integrated into it. You know, it's more an object type of approach. So for some reason it's more object-like, and for some reason can be also more simple, if you want to address. And then the fourth is just this building that is our parallel to the Bryn Mawr. You know, we really want to see what with that idea will come more, and what idea. This is the parametric environment. I put clearly number one, these are just knowledge. This is something that you may think, or you may also look yourself at the website of Zahadid or in Archidaily or other things and decide for other projects. We really, if you are other projects that are more interesting for you, will be fine. There is no problem. So,
number three, Navidad
Bridge
was Nafi and Afragola.
The Nafi, Afragola, Vitra, Vitra and Land Formation 1 and the ski,
But number three is the dynamic city block.
But we may think that since that is really something that belongs to we can negotiate a little bit, okay? We may think that also we may fit in the first category, I think, because it's a thesis as well, no? So it's something that we may consider that. The only point here is that then we have to pick a specific project, because without a specific project we cannot do it. So, okay, then we can have another break. And then we see at 4 o'clock a short break, because otherwise we cannot organize. Però gli dovete dare della carta. So each one has to come already at the meeting with that. C'abbiamo della quattro? Qualche foglietto di A4?
Sì, abbiamo in cancelleria,
andiamo a prendere. Ok, qualche foglietto di A4 che li tagliamo e li diamo a ognuno. Così c'è scritto il nome, la scelta e il possibile costo. Bisogna dargliele a prima, capito? Perché sennò... Dopo non abbiamo tempo. E ci vediamo alle 4, già after la coffee, così.